Those days, you not only could hunt around that border to those lakes, but down, you know, the little town of Bathhead. From there on down, they had what they called field pens. Dig up a pretty fair-sized little pond there, put a wire fence in it, and you could use live decoys, and you'd have live ducks. They used a special kind of a duck. They used to breed a certain kind of a duck that was half tame duck and half wild duck. And they called them English callers. They would quack and what they called worked a lot better than the others. And they'd put them maybe all the way from a dozen to, I knew of one pen one time had maybe 90 in it, those decoys. And you put them out in the pen, and then you could dig pits in the ground back away from that. Or some of them even put up what they call a blind, make them out of corn shocks or willows. These live decoys, those callers, they could see a lot better than in person. And they'd look around, they could see ducks maybe a mile or two off. Well, as soon as they'd see ducks over there, they'd start flopping their wings and calling and making an awful racket. Well, these ducks, these wild ducks flocks, them would come over there and circle around. These other ducks, they'd just call them right in, you know, they'd just honk and quack and flap their wing, and those others would make a circle or two. And they'd come down. They generally didn't light them. It wasn't hardly considered the right thing to do to let them clear a light. They thought kind of, the hunters and the regular professional, they thought that was kind of taking undue advantage of them. They wouldn't let them get clear down in the light generally. Generally, they'd just take them down when they'd get down so low they'd shoot maybe two or three hundreds out of each blind. And you was allowed to use six shells in the gun, and later, you know, you had a plug gun, an automatic or a pump gun, and they put a plug in it, you could only use three shells. Well, then you could use all six shells. You take 200, say, in each blind, you get a big bunch in that way. It wasn't nothing uncommon to put down maybe a dozen or 15 in one round. And if you ever seen a good professional duck shooter, I've seen a flock of good ducks come over in one guy. I've seen them have three falling in the air before the first one hit the water. Bling, bling, bling like that, you know, just falling at once. Boy, that was really wicked to see them guys shoot that way.